On a recent Saturday morning, I was catching up on some reading and happened across an article by Eric Levitz in the Daily Intelligencer, chronicling a recent speech given by Janet Yellen. And that same day in the New York Times, there appeared an article about cleaner Walmart stores. That's not the real story. Janet Yellen was quoted as saying that we may have to move away from pre-crisis orthodoxy as we look back at the impacts of the Great Depression and the stayflation of the 1970s. In other words, we need a new economic game plan. I think it's fair to say economic concerns drove much of the Trump-Sanders support during this election cycle. Ms. Yellen was essentially stating that as a result of the Great Recession, we appear to have moved away from prior orthodoxy that an economic shock like the Great Recession will only impact demand on a short-term basis and will have no long-term impact on the economy's capacity to produce goods and services. It now appears that long-term supply of labor has declined, pushing working-age laborers onto the sidelines of the economy. Ms. Yellen's proposal is to run a high-pressure economy, one that prioritizes high demand and a tight labor market over keeping inflation and deficits in check. The logic goes something like this. If business sales increase, capital spending occurs, and the labor market tightens, which in effect draws in whomever is sitting on the sidelines. Now let's turn to Walmart stores. As reported in the New York Times on October 15th, several years ago, Walmart began to see a decline in store sales and customer satisfaction, with only 16% of stores meeting the company's customer service goals. What did Walmart do? As previously widely reported, it raised wages. At that time, I commented that Walmart had adopted Henry Ford's theory of pay them more and they buy cars. An economist might describe Walmart's action as implementation of efficiency wages, a well-known concept among economists. Many small business owners know intuitively that if you pay more, you generally get harder-working, more loyal, and likely more productive employees. In addition, because you are offering higher wages, it's significantly easier to hire replacements for those who don't perform satisfactorily. The business mantra for years has been that cutting cost is the route to profitability. This can be true cyclically as businesses need to periodically evaluate their cost to ensure that they are in line with the local marketplace and the revenue of the organization. In my view, no policy or philosophy can be adhered to for long periods of time without review and analysis. That said, given Ms. Yellen's view, which I would call theoretical, and Walmart's view, which I would call practical and pragmatic, the idea that raising wages may in fact increase demand makes great sense. The next question is, how do you do that? Should there be a government-mandated increase in the minimum wage, as we have seen in states like New York, Oregon, California, etc.? Or should government structure tax policy or other economic policies to encourage this behavior? A few thoughts that I have posited previously are now worth a second look. One thought is to offer tax credits to younger workers who obtain an education in high-demand fields, which tend to be geographic in nature, and require that they move to those geographic regions where they have the best chance of employment to qualify for the tax credit. Another possibility is to offer a tax break on a dollar-for-dollar basis to shareholders who increase employees' wages for which they would receive profits from the business, tax-free dividends. We need to be looking at what the next president and Congress can do in order to create higher-paying jobs in the United States. This is not just an issue for the employees, but for business owners as well. At some point, wage stagnation will result in dramatically decreased demand for goods and services, and that would likely create a long-term recession.